Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Juicy Podcast for November 15th, 2016, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the Blog 8 Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals have gone live, woo! And details on the new SEO workshop that starts December 5th, two big changes coming to WordPress 4.7, how to get your WordCamp US live stream ticket for free, four super rules for using images on your site, and a content marketing question you need to ask that will help you create raving fans. So let's dive in. In Blog 8 happenings, we're running headlong into the holidays, and I am delighted to announce this year's specials for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. They include the new SEO workshop, which starts on December 5th, specials on the DIY SEO course, which includes that workshop, a special on the VIP level of the Site Success Courses membership, and that includes all of the WordPress tutorials plus the DIY SEO course, and a deal on Webmaster Level 5, which is perfect for designers to get the hard-to-find training they need to set up sites securely and ensure they perform at peak. Now, here are a few little details on this SEO workshop because I am so excited about bringing this. It's the expansion that I've been promising you of the DIY SEO course. Now, it's the same info that I deliver in my one-on-one training classes, and now I'm making it available to everyone via less expensive group training. You can sign up for just the workshop or get the whole course too. Now, if you're already in the DIY SEO course or VIP level, you get this workshop for free. Blog 8 News subscribers got the pre-launch announcement of this and the best deal on the new workshop and course. So be sure you're on this list because I've got new programs rolling out soon and you'll want to be the first to hear about them. And I want to ask a favor of you to spread the love a little bit. If you're enjoying all the super info I bring you through this podcast and post, please do tell your friends about Blog 8. I really do appreciate your help in getting the word out about the rich resources here that you just can't find elsewhere. And I see you. For those of you who are so good to take the time to like posts on the Blog 8 Facebook page and share posts on Twitter, thank you. I see you, and you make my day. Now, last week was pretty hard on a lot of folks, and I know a lot of you laid off social media, and you may have missed some of my posts, so I've got a little link roundup for you here in the show notes, including the new performance test results that I've been running, and something on the three phases of SEO, and it's written for non-geeks, so to make it real easy for you to understand it. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, the WordPress 4.7 release candidate is expected to come out November 17th. Now, release candidate means that all builds for the next version of WordPress have stopped and has come out of beta. We're expecting that release on Thursday. Now, the two big changes this time around are the REST API endpoints finally making it into the core, which was supposed to happen in version 4.5, and then lots of changes to the customizer. Those new endpoints are going to affect some plugins, so I expect we'll see a slew of updates over the next several months as those affected plugin devs make their changes. I don't expect to see a sudden burst of plugin updates over this. Changing the plugins at that level is going to take time, and I bet a lot of the devs are waiting to see if there are going to be bugs with the core changes first. I'll be loading it up on my testing site and checking out what's in it for you, and you know I'll have a What's New video for you when it does release. And I was delighted to see that this year's WordCamp US will be streamed live for free, but you still do need to register for a streaming ticket. Now, last year, Matt Mullenweg made some pretty staggering announcements about the direction he wants to see WordPress take, including the move to JavaScript as a core language. I hope you'll join me in listening in to see what big directional changes we can expect next as WordPress and its community continue to mature. In image tips, you know, good images can help tell the story on your site. They can also boost your SEO, reduce bounce rate, and increase conversion. The nice folks over at Foo Plugins have a super post with tips about how best to use images on your site and get the most out of them. It's well worth the read. In content marketing tips, now this post on the Content Marketing Institute got my attention. It's titled, The One Content Marketing Question You Need to Ask That May Scare You. And it stems from a question that Joe Paluzzi has asked and writes about in his book, Content Inc. And that question is, would anyone miss your content if you didn't publish it? Now, I know for a fact that there are many of you listening to this podcast right now who look forward to it every Tuesday morning. And most of you have come to rely on Blogate as a source of level-headed info about what you need to know to become and remain a successful site owner. I know this because you've told me so. So let me ask you, are you creating the kind of content that your readers crave and look forward to seeing in their email or on social media? You know, this post has lots of super tips on how to create content your peeps crave and how to build a tribe that advocates you and your brand to others. It is well worth the read. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. If you find these helpful, please do share them with your peeps. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.